What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 493. In this episode, I'll discuss whether hydromorphone can be used as a continuous infusion in place of fentanyl for ICU patients on a ventilator. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode493. Some hospitals are being faced with supply shortages of critical medications such as fentanyl and are faced with using less ideal alternatives for continuous sedation and analgesia in ventilated ICU patients. Shout out to Pharmacy Alex for highlighting this. One proposed alternative to fentanyl is hydromorphone. Hydromorphone is less ideal as an ICU analgesic because of its longer half-life and greater potential to accumulate in the setting of renal failure. However, unlike morphine, hydromorphone does not have metabolites that may cause unwanted side effects such as seizure with accumulation. There is a small amount of data available that describes using continuous infusions of hydromorphone in place of fentanyl for ICU sedation and analgesia. The most detailed account is a 2013 single-center prospective observational analysis of transitioning patients from fentanyl to hydromorphone infusion. 46 patients were included in the analysis. The reasons for transitioning to hydromorphone were ventilator compliance 28% of the time, tachyphylaxis or better pain control 20% of the time, and a reduction in sedatives 13% of the time. The median fentanyl infusion rate of 100 mics per hour was transitioned to 1 milligram per hour of hydromorphone. The transition appeared to be well tolerated as there was no difference in positive pain scores or the total amount of analgesics required in the 24 hours surrounding the transition period. The depth of sedation was significantly deeper than contemporary guidelines recommend, with the median RASS scores being -4 during the 24 hours prior to and after transition. Many of the patients in the study had ARDS, and the transition appeared to be well tolerated whether or not the patient had ARDS. Propofol and midazolam requirements did drop after the transition to hydromorphone. The study is limited by small size and lack of any type of control group. An abstract published in 2018 in Critical Care Medicine that analyzed 59 patients does seem to confirm the feasibility of switching from fentanyl to hydromorphone. In this study, the median hydromorphone infusion rate was 1 mg per hour with a max of 2 mg per hour. The Hospital Quality Institute has published on their website a sedation guideline that does include hydromorphone infusion as an option for ICU patients. The suggested starting rate of 0.4 to 0.8 milligrams per hour hydromorphone is compared to fentanyl 25 to 50 mics per hour in these guidelines. A bolus of hydromorphone IV 0.2 to 0.8 milligrams is considered every 10 minutes if a patient has inadequate pain control, and the infusion is titrated by 0.2 to 0.4 milligrams per hour each time the patient requires more than two boluses in a one-hour period. The maximum rate in this protocol is listed as 3 milligrams per hour. While the use of hydromorphone as a continuous infusion is less than ideal, this protocol is presented in a logical manner and is one I would consider if I had no better alternatives available. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.